Hey guys, this is Ken's Study Journey audio article. My ideal study environment assumptions. How I built my study space. I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard Ken's Study Journey study pathway and train, being productive, diligent, and active. In 2022, I have made some ideal study environment assumptions where I can achieve perfect productivity, including Wi-Fi access, relaxing decorations, and music. We have learned ideal gas in A-level physics 9702 and chemistry 9701. My ideal study environment assumptions are inspired and derived from the ideal gas. In physics, ideal gas satisfies the equation PV equals Q smaller n multiplied by RT, larger n multiplied by KT, and 1/3 nmc squared, where r is a constant, 8.31. The molecules are perfectly elastic, hard, identical, and always move randomly, the volume of which is negligible, and there are no intermolecular forces. 1. Wi-Fi is provided, at least 50 Mbps. My first essential condition of a self-study environment is to have Wi-Fi access. If you have access to computers, Wi-Fi is essential because most tasks require internet access, including finding information, sending messages, and using planning apps like CanStudy Planner and Notion. However, slow internet speed may lower your productivity, so I recommend having internet access with minimum speed, 50 Mbps, that is 6.25 Mbps per second. I also recommend IPv6 because every computer will have a dedicated IP address, but it is not essential. Now, let's talk about relevant A-level computer science, 9618 knowledge, binary number system. We use binary numbers from 0 to 9, but all things stored on computers are always the two binary numbers, 0 and 1. One byte has 8 binary numbers or digits called bits. 1 kilobyte contains 1024 bytes. 1 megabyte contains 1024 kilobytes. 1 gigabyte contains 1024 megabytes, and so on. 8 Mbps, that is 8 megabits per second, equals to 1 NIB per second, that is 1 megabyte per second. So 50 Mbps equals to 6.25 megabytes per second. My website server's maximum speed is 200 Mbps, that is 25 Mbps per second, similar to 5G networks. 2. Enough light and illumination. The second essential condition is enough light and illumination. We may be energized and motivated while studying when the strong light shines on the desk. Similarly, in physics, electrons can absorb energy when it is illuminated by electromagnetic radiation. Now, let's talk about relevant A-level physics, 9702 knowledge, photoelectric effect. Photon is the quantum or packet of energy in electromagnetic radiation, E equals to mc squared. An electron on a metal plate absorbs energy and can be escaped when it is illuminated by electromagnetic radiation. One of the meanings of my personal logo from 2020 to 2023 is that there is a light shining on a book and a pen. 3. Enough places to put items. The third one is to have enough places to put items like books, pencil case, laptop, iPad, and bag. If the place is too narrow, it may lower your productivity. At home, I put the main study items at the center of the desk and other items aside, like on the bookshelf. 4. Electronic devices are allowed. The next one is to allow electronic devices while studying, but this may not be suitable for some students. If you are a university or senior high student making EBQ and research, preparing for international exams and competitions, this requirement may be necessary. 5. suitable desk height and wide desk. You need to have a suitable height and width on your desk to study comfortably. 6. Comfortable chair or sofa. As well as a comfortable desk, you also need a comfortable chair or sofa to make sure you can sit properly while studying. 7. Has charging ports. In some cases, while using an iPad or laptop, you may also need charging ports so you can study continuously. This is usually achievable in cafes, libraries, and homes. 8. Food and drinks are allowed. You may also need to eat or drink while studying to be energized. For example, you can drink coffee in cafe to boost your energy. However, in order to make a clean environment, this may be unachievable in some libraries depending on their rules. 9. Quiet, less than 70 decibels. As students often experience, noise in a study environment can be distracting, so the study space needs to be quiet to get rid of distractions. In physics, we measure the sound level in decibels, dB, so I set it to mostly 70 decibels, but you can adjust according to your needs. 10. Zero distraction, boredom and tiredness. In ideal gas, molecules have zero attractive forces, so the potential energy is zero. The time of collision and warming of a molecule are negligible. Similarly, in my ideal study environment, you will never be distracted, feel bored or tired, so you will focus on your study tasks. This may be nearly achieved by enabling focus mode, reducing noise nearby and having inspirational items. Now, let's talk about relevant A-level physics, 9702 knowledge, internal energy. The internal energy is the sum of kinetic energy and potential energy of all molecules due to their random distribution. In ideal gas, zero attractive forces means zero potential energy, so the internal energy equals to the total kinetic energy. 11. Versatile decorations. The next thing is versatile decorations which can make the environment aesthetic. This can be different types of items, such as very nice drinks, rattans, colorful blocks, flower pots, posters, and so on. If you feel bored or tired, you can look at them to find inspirations. 12. Can stay for a long time. Some study tasks are continuous, such as computer programming and solving a long problem, so you may need to be able to stay for a long time, like cafes and libraries. 13. Relaxing music. As well as the decorations, you also need relaxing music in the environment. This can help you avoid distractions while focusing on your tasks and not watching elsewhere. If there's no music provided, you can listen to your music with a headphone. For example, you can search and listen to cafe music on the internet. 14. No need to purchase items to stay here. In some places like cafe and restaurants, you may need to purchase food and drinks to stay here. Although this condition may not be strictly necessary, it is recommended and you can always enjoy and use the environment easier. 15. Has clocks or timers. While you are studying, you need to know the time to make sure you have a good productivity. This can help you know the time left if you are accidentally distracted. If the time is almost run out, you'll be mindful about your tasks. I also recommend using a timer and or Pomodoro technique. I use 45 and 15 minutes if necessary. 16. Has peer pressure. At home or when we study alone, we may feel bored or lack motivation. So we can be motivated if at least one other person is studying nearby. This assumption also satisfies if there's only a staff and yourself. But please note that if the peers are distracting, like playing games instead of studying, it may lower your productivity. Conclusion 1. Wi-Fi is provided with minimum speed, 50 Mbps, and 6.25 MB per second. 2. Enough lights and illuminations. 3. Enough places to put items. 4. Electronic devices are allowed. 5. Suitable desk height and wide desk. 6. Comfortable chair or sofa. 7. Has charging ports. 8. Food and drinks are allowed. 9. Quiet, less than 70 decibels. 10. Zero distraction, boredom, and tiredness. 11. Versatile decorations. 12. Can stay for a long time. 13. Relaxing music. 14. No need to purchase items to stay here. 15. Has clocks and or timers. 16. Has peer pressure. These are the assumptions of my ideal study environment. Hope you can boost your efficiency and enjoy your study space. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, kenstudyjourney.com. You can also subscribe to my email newsletter on my website. See you in the next article. Bye.